Even a lot of them make gardens with it. Stuff like that. New horses. And it, we had one man here in town that plowed, didn't do nothing. Well, there's two or three here in town. They didn't do nothing else but garden for people. Come break the land for them and lay off the roads if they wanted to, and help them every way they could. And then they could handle the rest of it.
You remember what the man would say to his mules when he was flying with them if he wanted them to turn?
Gee and ha, yeah.
Which was which?
G was the right and ha was the left.
Say, if a man had some horses out in his pasture and he wanted them to come to him, what would he do or say?
Well, we used to have a horse. She was blind. We had it in a big pasture, and there's a lot of stumps. Big old stumps that left out there when he cut the timber long years ago. And we'd get out there and holler, "Come here, Molly," and beat on a trough. Just hit on a trough, and she'd stick her head out that way. Just stick her nose way out ahead of her that way. And when she'd get right one of them stumps, we'd say, "Whoo!" And she'd stop and turn every time. She'd know she's going to hit something, see. And I've been on and run her out in the woods, come to a log, just like one could see. Yeah. All I've done is just say, whoop, jerk up on the line like that, and boy, she jumped. And I could run her down the highway and turn her out and run her up a bank. She wouldn't fall down. Just jerk up on that line and she'd jump up there. Come up that bank. Trainer, you know.
Yes.
And you could be a driving her down the highway and she'd come to her store. Stop. She'll stop. Then keep her going. Smell that stove. She knows she got their stove.
Animals are smart in some way.
Yeah, they're smart. Well, you take a blind person, that makes them think about it. You put them in a house and they get used to everything. They get about there about as good as a man can see. I mean, you know, get everything where they know where it's at.
Yes.
And they know things by touches. Learn it. So that's the way that horse was. She was real good.
You know, sometimes when people are feeding their pigs or chickens, they'll kind of talk to them when they feed them.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, what do they say around here when they're doing that?
Well, I get to talking to these squirrels around here sometimes. And I call that down that's got the babies. "Come here, Mama. Get you something to eat." And well, I try and get me a pecan and knock them together. "Come on," or anything I got in my hand. "Come on, get you something to eat." "Yes, she'll come. She'll come and run it. Get that whatever it is to eat." Yeah, you can train them up like that. Sometimes the way she asks me something to eat, she comes scratch on my screen. Yeah, climb on my screen.
Come ask for it.
And I come out there, I say, "What are you doing out there anyhow?" And she'd look around, see if she could see me through the screen, and she'd hang on the screen. And I'd say, "All right, get down, I'll go get you something to eat." And she'd jump off on the ground. I'd go on out there and call her, and she'd come on out there and get a pecan. Or sometimes she's out there on the ladder, and I raise my window in the kitchen and bump on the window with a pecan or something else. And boy, she hits the ground, and here she comes, get up that ladder. I had two or three trained like that, but they give you a lot of trouble. Come too often.
Right.
Yeah. I enjoy food with them. And the chickens, you can train them too. And I'll tell you the real bottom of the whole thing in that line is anything around you, your chickens, your hogs, your cows, your dogs, or anything you have around you alive, whenever you, if you're a sinner and return to the Lord, every one of them knows it.